Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Dr. Bloom was talking about God's final call to men. He said that as he was preparing to start the invitation that we will hear at the end of this message. Let's listen to Dr. Bloom now. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
John W. Peterson penned the words, "Someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take his offer of salvation true. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew. God's final call. God's final call. How can you live another day in sin, thinking someday with Christ you'll begin? Oh, will you hear above the world's loud din, God's final call? God's final call. If you reject God's final call of grace, you'll have no chance your footsteps to retrace. All hope will then be gone, and doom you'll face. Oh, hear his call, God's final call." My friend, this broadcast may be God's final call to you, but the reality is the end of it all. And that is seen in Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15, where we're told, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Other words, separated from God forever, chained, no escape, not able to rest day or night, not able to cease to exist. That's the hell for the person who goes on in their rejection of Christ Jesus. And yet, the scriptures show that when God appoints a time of great judgment, he prepares a door of deliverance for those who will repent and seek him. We've seen an example of that in Noah's day when he gave the earth another 120 years and only 8 people, all of those Noah's family, were saved. But for 120 years, that opportunity was there. But there come a point in which God closed the door to the ark. My friend, there is a point in which God closes the door. Again, 2 Peter 3:9 and 10, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come." The sacred record tells us. Jesus said in Matthew 24 that it would be just like the days of Noah. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8 says, "There is a door open that no man can shut. But the day is coming when God will shut the door and no man's going to be able to open it." Jesus states in John 10 that he is the door. My friend, if today were to be that eventful day, would you be unprepared? When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us," and he shall answer and say to you, "I know you not." Oh, my friend, won't you come to Jesus? Are you sure that if you die today that heaven's your home? Are you religious but not saved? Let me share God's plan of salvation with you now. My friend, Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. 1 Peter 2:24 says that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He did that for me, and he did that for you. 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15 lets us know if there's no resurrection, there's no salvation, and our religion is vain. But there is a resurrection. Over 500 people saw the resurrected Savior physically. He physically rose up from the dead. He did all the work. He paid the penalty in full. There's not a work or thing that you can do to earn salvation. You can't earn it. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." He did all the work. It would be like me building a house. I build a house, I do all the work, and then all I do is I turn it over to you, but you must receive it. You must sign the ownership papers. You must sign the deed. You must sign those things and take possession. Well, Jesus designed a way for you to take possession. How is that? First of all, admit your need. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the idea is that we continually come short of the glory of God. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one, Romans 3:10 says. Oh, yes, my friend. That simply means that we're sinners that can never be good enough to go to heaven, that we can never deserve heaven. That's true of this preacher, and that's true of you too, my friend, and of everyone in this world. Admit that you're a sinner, and then be willing to repent. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now, notice, that didn't say do penance. Acts 3:19, the men were told, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. We read earlier of Acts 20:21 that they preached repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, repentance is not doing penance, but it's realizing I'm a sinner. I can't overcome my sin. I can't do away with all my sin. And therefore, I'm willing for the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse me from my sin by his precious blood. In other words, I am willing for him to take the sin from me. Now, see, a lot of men love darkness rather than light, and they don't want their sin taken away. But if you're willing for him to do it, and you believe that he can do it, then you repent. That is, okay, Lord, take my sin from me. No, you don't pay the penalty. You don't do the work. But you open your heart for him to do so. And you're willing to turn from sin. It's not, oh, I can get saved and just live like I want to. Oh, I can get saved and I'll have this liberty because I heard a preacher say we're not under the law. Oh, no. We're freed from sin and sin's power over us. Are you willing for that? And then believing that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood for you on the cross and died for you, and 3 days later rose up from the dead, you invite Jesus Christ into your life as your God and Savior. In Romans 5:8 it says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners just like we are, Christ died for us. I think those are the four most profound words I've ever read. Christ died for us. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my friend, will you believe him with your heart? Not just your head, not just a serious head belief. The devils have that. James 2 says in verse 19, the devils believe and tremble. But it's not a heart belief. Will you turn from depending on yourself and your good works and quit from depending on religion? Quit depending on everything else and turn to Jesus Christ, believing that he died for you on the cross and rose from the dead. Will you invite him into your life right now? He says, for whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, that's you. That's me. You can call upon the Lord to save you because he said, whosoever. And if you're willing for Him to take your sin away. You're willing for Him to be the Lord and God of your life. You're willing for Him to save you. He'll do it. Will you do that right now, right where you are? I'm going to form a prayer. And the prayer that I form will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, and you're willing to do this, then pray this prayer. Dear God, oh, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, and you meant it. Now, there are a lot of them will pray that prayer, and they said they prayed their prayer, but did you mean it? The Bible says in Romans 10:11, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth is, shall not be ashamed. Confess Him before men, He'll confess you. Now, let me just say this. You need to let some people know of this decision. First of all, there's a good church, or maybe you're already going to a good church, you're just not saved. But if you don't know of a church, look under the yellow pages of Baptist Independent. Call the pastor and tell him that you have just made this decision to ask Christ to save you. And ask him, what will be the next step? And he'll be happy to tell you. Secondly, write me, whether you email me or you write us a letter, and let us know that you've asked the Lord to save you. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks that is 10 chapters long. It has 2 to 3 pages in each chapter, 8.5 by 11 pages, with questions at the end that you answer. You keep them yourself. The question is there is just to kind of help guide you through your study of each chapter. Those chapters teach you how to pray and how to study the Bible to get more out of it. Help you understand things about prophecy, about Bible doctrine, the kind of church you should attend, how you can serve the Lord, how you can lead another soul to Christ. I want you to have that booklet absolutely free. Just write me and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me. Would you send me the booklet? Or you might already be saved, but you're promising that you want to use it, and you will use it to disciple a new believer. Then I'll send it to you free. Write us. We want to hear from you, my friend. We love hearing from our listeners. This broadcast thrives on hearing from our listeners. Will you write us? Our announcer at the end of our broadcast will give you our address, our physical mailing address, as well as our website through which you can email me. Let us hear from you today. Now, don't say I'm going to get around to it. Listen, get that pencil and paper ready. Our announcer is going to give you that address here momentarily. Be ready. Write it down and write us even this very day. Well, I see that my time is up. Thank you for listening today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.